It is, for me, a blessing to be here again this week. Pass those around. One thing that we have heard over and over is that faith-based mentoring, whole emphasis is to be here for you, with you. You know, we don't want to see you in prison. We don't want to see you struggling. We don't want to see the things that come from this world holding you back and putting you down, because that is never a good place. And as we think about that, kind of an overarching theme, I guess, tonight, because what I've really entitled tonight is, what is your story? You're going to see how that kind of plays in here in a little bit. But what really affects us in our lives is sin. Sin is a disobedience to God, but it plays out in our whole life. And if you look at that second passage from Romans 6, I'm just going to drop down to verse 12 right now. It says, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions." And this is Romans chapter 6. Verse 13 says, "Do not present your members," that's all that you are, "to sin as instruments for unrighteousness." Because that's what we do. We sin by thought, word, and deed. And you don't always comprehend that, because our thinking is our worst enemy. Really. And there's so many of us that the mouth just has no control. And so what we think comes out. And then we have our actions. How we do things. What we do. And it says going on, "But present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you." I'm just going to stop there. One thing that we look at with faith-based mentoring is that we are presenting you the compassion that comes to us through God. God says to love your neighbor as yourself. But that's after, thanks Donnie, that's after we love God and put Him first. And so when we think about that, you know, we live our daily life putting idols in the way, which is how we don't put God first in our lives. And we're going to take a moment, thank you to my techno wizard. Marvin was able to get a clip from a YouTube video I'm going to play in just a few minutes. Now, are we putting the full-length one on the website as well?
I can.
It's up to you.
It's easy.
Yeah, we're going to put a full 50-minute video, and I'll tell you the name in just a moment, on the website, and then about a 9-minute excerpt is going to be kind of in the middle or tied to this message. And you can go to that website during the week to listen to these. You can listen to any of them going back for a year,
something like that,
to be encouraged. And I think they have titles, so you can pick up titles as well. But we want to see you have a relationship with God. We want to see you understand what sin is and to put it behind you. I'm just going to take an excerpt from the Ephesians 4, the first one. "Because what we want you to do is to put off your old self." And we all want to do that, because we sure didn't like the way we were. I mean, that's what got us to where we're at today. You know, good thing about God is He's only concerned about you this moment in time. That's it. And then He wants you to be with Him tomorrow. But again, it's what we choose to do. "Put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires." I mean, that's our life. That's our life. We are corrupted by what goes on. We are corrupted by phone calls that just kind of... Normally, it's usually, "Hey, God, how's it going?" You know? I've done that in sermons before when people's phones gone off, you know? Sorry about that, Ely. But, you know, that is what we are doing, because we are corrupt. We are corrupt, and things control us so much. And, you know, Well, Donnie, myself, and Marvin were at a conference on Saturday, and I think Marvin hit us up today. What did you take with it, right? What did you take from it? And, I mean, there's always been these thoughts in my head about how we live. And I think society says and comes at us, and this is where this video is going to come in, is just put away what's got you trapped. You know, put the addiction away. But it's bigger than that. I think as we heard, and it reaffirmed with me, is we got to figure out what started all of that to begin with. Yes, it's got a control of you. You know, whether it's meth, it's only because you mentioned it. But I mean, there's drugs out there that have control. I've talked to people, you know, marijuana, whatever. Opiates was a big thing in court, reentry court today. I think we heard several gentlemen. But whatever that is, that's only the outcome of something else in our life. And so what I want to prepare us for here is the video, if you've seen it, is called Chasing the Dragon. You've seen it. What's that?
I don't want to see it.
The only part that I'm going to play, okay? The only part of it that I'm going to play is the entire 50-minute video was put together in conjunction with the FBI and the DEA. They interviewed real-life people with real-life stories. But the part that I am picking up on, which is hence, what is your story, is the last nine and a half minutes of the video where each of those who were interviewed, it's kind of like the movies from the 70s. Where are they at today? You know? Where are they at in their life? And so that's really all that it is. Yeah, some... But it is. But no, you're right. I mean, they tell you, if you watch the beginning, the whole movie, it tells you right up front, it's going to turn your stomach.
Yeah.
There's parts in it that actually turned my stomach. I mean, I was in a presentation put on by the Fort Wayne Police Department, which shared this under an overlying topic of street drugs. But he shared this as part of the conference. And yeah, there were parts that just flipped me out. Do I just clap my hands?
Yeah.
I am going to let you get that started. I'm going to turn off this recording.